time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 42. Tonight, clearing with a low of 20. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 28-year-old Chicago resident Darius L. Johnson was arrested by Fairfield police yesterday evening on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, at approximately 5:38, officers responded to a residence at Manor Circle on a report of an active domestic battery. Upon their arrival, police met with a female who was covered in blood. Officers then secured Johnson, who was accused of punching the woman's face at least 5 times after an argument escalated to a fight. Johnson was arrested for the domestic battery charge, as well as on a Cook County warrant for annual gun offender registration violation. He was then transported to the Wayne County Jail and held. Bond for the warrant was set at $275, and bond on the local charge has not been set. The woman was treated by the Wayne County Ambulance Service. More news next.
Winter is coming, of that we're assured. Sounds of the holidays are now being heard. We're waiting for Christmas. It's on the way. What do you think your old stove will say? Is it ready to prepare all the good food you'll need, or will it quit in the middle of your preparing to feed? At Gill Sales and Service, we'll help with the fun of having your family come in on the run. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more, we have them all here at our store. A poet I'm not, as I'm sure you'll agree, but we'd love for you to come in to see if our prices, products, and services galore will meet your holiday needs at our store. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, on November 13th, members of the Wayne County Drug Task Force, Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Fairfield Police Department, Wayne City Police Department, and Wayne County Probation Office conducted probation compliance checks. Numerous probationers' residences were searched, and the following were arrested. 37-year-old Fairfield resident Jason R. McKittrick was arrested for a violation of probation. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Ashley N. Jolly was arrested for a violation of probation and possession of meth. 26-year-old Watson resident Tara L. Horath was arrested for possession of meth, aggravated battery of a peace officer, resisting or obstructing a peace officer, and obstructing justice. And 40-year-old Cisney resident Jeffrey W. Wilkins was arrested for violation of probation, possession of meth, resisting or obstructing a peace officer, and for an active Wayne County warrant. 51-year-old Jeff resident Julie F. Friend pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine in Wayne County Circuit Court on Tuesday. Friend was sentenced to 24 months special section probation, 30 hours of public service work, and time served. Other counts against her were dismissed per her plea agreement, and she was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. Several Wayne City students have been honored with various accolades in recent days. Dawson Barnard, Hannah Cooper, and Dalton Smith were chosen as Illinois State Scholars last week. Barnard, Cooper, and Smith also joined Nate Barbie, Dane Horton, Isaac Loker, Molly McNeil, Jeremy Merritt, Brady Newman, Shauna Rash, and Kyle Sledge as Salute to Illinois Scholars honorees. Chastity Greenwalt was selected by her classmates as the winner of the DAR Good Citizen Award, which recognizes individuals who possess the qualities of dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism in their home, schools, and communities. Greenwalt and Maggie Dickey were also chosen as SIUC Hometown Heroes. The two seniors were selected by faculty to best represent Wayne City High School at the SIUC Homecoming Parade and football game earlier this year. The Prudential Spirit of Community Award was given to Jayla Pendleton, who will also receive the President's Service Award. The first ever FCHS Christmas Craft and Vendor Show is scheduled for this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Music Boosters are sponsoring the event, which will be held at the high school. Over 20 local and regional vendors have registered for the event, Santa and his elf will be present to visit with kids free of charge, and professional portraits with Santa will be available for purchase. The FCHS Music Department will also perform throughout the day, and concessions will be available. All proceeds from the event will benefit the Music Department. For more information about the FCHS Christmas Craft and Vendor Show, or the Music Boosters, call or text Sherry Barnfield at 599-6948. The Edwards County Council on Aging announced yesterday evening that they intend to take over operations of the Wayne County Senior Citizens Center. The transfer of operations would be effective December 22nd, pending state approval. The center was operated by WADI, who announced before Thanksgiving that they would cease operations on December 21st. There is currently no concrete plan in place as for where the center will be housed upon the potential takeover. However, there have been discussions with the Elks Lodge in Fairfield to remain there, and more talks on the matter are planned. Phil Blair, director of the Edwards County Council on Aging, reports the services, including meals for homebound as well as congregant dining, will continue. Other services, including assistance with Medicare, license discounts and federal extra help, assistance with transportation, and informational services for things like fraud and elder abuse, will continue as well. The center will also offer health screenings. Anyone seeking more information should contact Phil Blair at 618-445-2017. After last month's general election, plans for the Lamard Township Fire Protection District to dissolve and be annexed into the Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District are official. However, the official move likely won't take place this month, as the districts have a tentative completion date of January 1st. Of 566 votes on the matter in the election, 369 were in favor of the transition. The Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District says the fire station in Jeff will remain open and operational, along with its equipment. The district also says roughly 12 firefighters will man the Lamard Township station. Also, officers in the current Lamard Township force will not retain their status in the merger, though a new lieutenant may eventually be placed at the Lamard Station House. When asked why the delay in completing the merge after the official election votes were tallied, the district said there is still quite a bit of legal work that has to occur behind the scenes. Insurance must be sorted out, property deeds must be looked at, and lawyers will have to look at tax levies, which they technically couldn't do until after the election results became official. Friends and family of Megan Nichols are raising money to have a park shelter built in her memory. An account for the project, called the Megan Nichols Memorial Fund, has been set up at FNB to accept donations. The shelter would be placed at the Love of Mike Park on Southwest 7th Street. That park currently houses no such structure. Kathy Jo Hutchcraft, Nichols' mother, says she wants a memorial for Megan that is a positive place for families to gather and to remember the joy she brought to the community. Hutchcraft appeared before the Fairfield Park District at their meeting last month to seek their approval on the shelter. The board was supportive of the idea, provided she could fund the project. The Frontier Community College food drive ended last month, and Hayden McDuffie, appearing on the Community Connection program, says the event overall was a success, especially since this was Frontier's first time participating in the drive in several years.
I think we did well. It's something the district does at the other three colleges. They've been doing it for a while, but Frontier hadn't participated. So this was kind of our first year doing it. And there were over 10,000 items collected, all in all. And those will go to, it's not going to one specific, it'll all go locally wherever each program decides to take it.
McDuffie was hired to his position of coordinator of the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program just over a month ago, and part of his job is to recruit tutors and match them to eligible students. He says students can receive help in reading, writing, math, or English as a second language courses, and there are plenty of students who are requesting tutoring. With that in mind, he's asking for anyone interested in taking a tutoring position to contact him at the college to go through a training process.
They can contact me out at the college, and then we'll set up a meeting, and you go through a little orientation with me. And then once that's over, there's a training manual that you have to go through. Basically, all the literature says it 15 hours of training, but it won't probably take you 15 hours. You read a lesson, you take a quiz, and then that counts as a varying number of training hours.
Once a tutor is trained and working with a student, McDuffie says tutoring sessions will generally last about 1 hour, but their actual time and locations are flexible to best meet the needs of all parties involved. For more information on the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program, call Hayden McDuffie at 842-3711. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet has announced the results of two patrols conducted in Wayne County last month. A special traffic enforcement patrol was conducted November 21st, and it was designed to allow ISP to provide increased enforcement for impaired driving, occupant restraint, speeding, and distracted driving violations during the national Click It or Ticket campaign. Troopers issued 50 total citations for speeding during that patrol, as well as one written warning. Results were also announced for an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held during November. State troopers issued 11 safety belt citations and 14 total citations in that patrol. Both projects were funded by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Just a couple of days are left in the Medicare open enrollment period, and the Illinois Department on Aging says help is available for seniors still making a decision. Kim Howard reports.
Open enrollment ends Friday, but there's still time to review your coverage and make any necessary changes. The state's Senior Health Insurance Program head, Sandy Leith, says it's a good idea to ask yourself a few questions.
Check what drugs you're on. Have you changed your prescription drug coverage over the last year? Have you changed doctors? Have you changed pharmacies? There's different things that we do over the year, and we just want to make sure that the switches and changes and things that have happened over the past year are going to be good for us in 2019.
Leith says the easiest way to explore your options is online at Medicare.gov, where you can plug in all your information and the best plans and prices will be displayed. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE for assistance. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The 2018 firearm deer hunting season is over in Illinois, and Johnston City resident Keith Shablesky comes out of the season with quite the story. He landed what appears to be a 51-point buck on private property in Williamson County during the first firearm weekend in November.
I heard something to my left, and it's very, very thick from behind my stand, and I've just seen the weeds moving, so I had to look to my right because my tree, I cannot look behind my tree. I cannot, don't have the angle to. And I looked to my right, and I seen the left side of the deer and its head, and I thought, oh, my land, you know. So I was going to shoot him left-handed. The only window I had was about a 12 by 12 square foot on his neck that I could see clearly. I could have shot through the weeds to hit its body, but I'm not going to do that at all. I worked law enforcement for 29 years, and I've been taught and trained to the Department of Justice that if you can't see it, you don't shoot it. So I took that shot, and he went straight down, and then the weeds moved about 10 yards. He was just struggling to stay alive, you know, and the weeds quit moving. And at that point, I knew I had him. About 30 minutes later, I got down. Got in my John Deere Gator. I drove around, backed into the real thick briars and thick honeysuckle. And when I seen him, I said, oh, my lands, what a blessing. That thing was huge.
The points will be officially scored by a panel of judges in July at the Deer and Turkey Classic Trade Show in Peoria. The current record, according to published reports, is held by a Tennessee hunter who scored a 47-point buck in 2016. Illinois State Representative LaShawn Ford wants to bar law enforcement agencies from releasing photos of people who have been arrested for low-level crimes until after a conviction. Ford says having a mugshot posted or shared on social media can ruin a person's life long before a judge or jury settles the matter. The Chicago Democrats' new bill would require a conviction before law enforcement agencies could release a person's jail booking or arrest photo. He says the repercussions of having a mugshot posted online can be more severe than the punishment for the crime itself, such as getting turned down for employment years later, regardless of if the charge was later dropped. Specifically, the bill would apply to low-level charges such as petty or business offenses and Class B or C misdemeanors. Felonies and Class A misdemeanors, such as drunk driving and assault, would not have the same restrictions. The bill also contains provisions against for-profit websites posting mugshots of people who are able to prove that they weren't convicted of a crime. A daily fine would increase from $100 to $1,000. That money would then go into the Illinois General Revenue Fund. Considering only a few days remain in the current 100th General Assembly, it's unlikely that Ford will get his bill to Governor Bruce Rauner's desk, but he could reintroduce the bill after January 7th, the first day of the new session. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Save money on quality discount groceries found only at your Save-A-Lot store in Fairfield. Now through Saturday. A dozen eggs, 59 cents. 18 count, 85 cents. A gallon of milk, $1.29. Half a gallon, 85 cents. 4-pound bag of sugar, $1.29. And whole pork butts, 99 cents a pound. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main of Fairfield.
If you need health insurance, don't wait. The open enrollment period is ending soon. Whether you lost your coverage at work, are self-employed, or recently aged out of your parents' plan, Health Alliance has a wide range of cost-effective insurance options, plus member-exclusive benefits. But only if you hurry. Open enrollment ends December 15th. Visit healthalliance.org/plans today to compare coverage and begin your enrollment process. Health Alliance. Insurance for real life.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 39. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 24,514, down 513. The NASDAQ is at 7,135, down 22. January crude oil, it's also taking a beating. It's at $51.25, down $1.64. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Luella Mae Talbert died at 12:05 p.m. on Monday at her residence. She had worked at various golf courses in Florida as a groundskeeper and worked at Lincoln Auto Parts after moving back to Fairfield. Luella Talbert is survived by a brother, Melvin Clark Sr. of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Luella Talbert will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. A 70% chance for light snow, changing to light rain, and a high of 42. Clearing tonight with a low of 20 and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 42. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 32 and low of 25. Partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 38 with a low of 25. And then partly cloudy on Monday. Monday's high will be around 38 with a low of 20.